Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Good evening, everyone. This is Allison, and welcome to Visible by Numbers on BBS Radio. How's everyone doing tonight? Good, I hope. And I really want to thank you for tuning in tonight, and I'm really delighted to be bringing to you a very special guest this evening. You may have seen her on the Lifetime TV on America's Psychic Challenge, which airs Friday nights at 10 o'clock. Michelle is one of the two finalists on the show, and the winner will be revealed this Friday, November 30th. I know I've been enjoying watching this show. And I know that we all know her from the show, but I'd like to tell you a little bit more about Michelle White Dove. From a young age and with amazing accuracy, Michelle could communicate with the other side. As a result of a fatal car crash, she had a near-death experience, and since that time, she has devoted her life to helping others. She actively works as a medical intuitive, angel communicator, spirit medium, psychic investigator, teacher, and visionary. Michelle has hosted two TV talk shows, Angel Talk on PAX TV and Between Worlds on UPN. She also has been interviewed on CBS News, Fox News, NPR Radio, Coast to Coast, and many other informational programs. She's the author of many books on the subjects of angels and spirits, and she's just released her fifth book, which is the first in her children's series titled My Invisible Friends. And I could go on and on, as Michelle has quite an impressive bio, but to tell you the truth, I really would just like to get to right to talking to her. So if you don't mind, hello,
Michelle.
No, not Michelle,
at all. I'm with you.
Yeah, I just want to talk to her, people. Okay.
That's right.
All right. So, Michelle, welcome to Visible by Numbers. Thank you for being here. It's wonderful to have you.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm always grateful.
Well, it's very exciting. I know that you're, the first thing I've got to start off here is I know that you're sworn to secrecy, that you can't talk that much about America's Psychic Challenge, certainly not the outcome. But I'm assuming that I can make a few comments.
I can't. You got
I know.
That right.
That's about right. So I'm just going to make my comments here, okay? I know that you are one of the favorites because many people that I've spoken to have said as much. And I got to say that the one thing that everyone seems to agree upon is this. It had to be quite difficult doing the show because it just seems to us that there were so many challenges that were diversified, so many diversified challenges, and you had to handle things that perhaps not everybody was, it was their strong suit. And I was just so excited for you because you did so amazingly well, and I was so very happy last week to see that you had made it to the final. So I guess my first comment is congratulations.
Thank you.
And the other thing that I wanted to say is that I thought the MC for the show was, you know, he really impressed me with being so respectful and so reverent, and I really appreciated the way he conducted the show. Is he quite spiritual himself? I just kind of get that impression from him.
Yeah, you're talking about the host of the show?
Yeah.
John, yes, he's a wonderful man. He was nothing but a perfect gentleman at all times.
Absolutely. He was
just
wonderful.
A very lovely spirit.
Right.
And I can't say enough good things about him. I worked very well with him. Yeah. You know, we both tried to make it as easy as possible and to move along as quickly as possible because in TV land, it's hurry up and wait.
Right. Well, he was wonderful, and I really liked the way that he was the host of the show, so I just wanted to make that comment. And I did get a quote here. This is coming from a person that emailed me. And she said that my husband and I have been watching faithfully every week. And she said her husband is a non-believer, but he loves the show. And she said that she thinks the show even has him considering his own intuition. So I was wondering, can you comment, Michelle, about any positive feedback that you've gotten for appearing on the show or even just in general the influence of the show itself?
Sure, yeah. I've gotten, to be honest with you, I would say probably 99.9% of nothing but just positive emails and a response that's overwhelming, to be honest with you.
Very good.
And the show hasn't even wrapped yet. You know, we have still next Friday, which will be the finale. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I can't give that up because otherwise you guys wouldn't watch, right? But not only, you know, to put everything else aside, and you were so dead on when you said earlier that, you know, you have to look at all the factors involved that we're taken out of our comfort zone, our element. We are within 115 degrees every day, vary between 110 and 115 degrees.
Wow.
Everything that we did was shot outside.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else. It was cameras on you. You had a time limit. You had other people that were supposed to be spiritual. Psychics or mediums, I try to veer away from that word, psychic, because people think of, you know, reading cards or a crystal ball or palms, and I don't do any of that. I just simply work with prayer, meditation, photos to capture their mm-hmm. their aura.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people were saying in the beginning of the show, oh, the show's set up. I'm here to tell you, and my word is as good as gold, there is nothing about that show that's set up. And when they call it America's Psychic Challenge, that's an understatement, because I'll tell you, I thought I was a tough cookie until I went out there. And between the environment, first of all, they cut out the scene last week where they had to call the paramedics for me.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I almost had a heat stroke.
You didn't look very well at the end of the show.
No, I had a heat stroke, yeah. I'm Irish and Scottish, so, you know, we don't do well in the sun.
Right.
And, you know, I thought that was interesting. And it was just interesting. I wished that the people at home could have seen what was kind of going on more, a little bit, somewhat behind the scenes besides what they wanted you to see on camera, because I think then everyone watching would have known truly who each individual is,
mm-hmm.
meaning their true colors coming out,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that could be another interview.
Yeah, it could be. That's right. Next week.
After next week. Okay, you're on. Because, you know, I did notice you looked very pale and you didn't look very well at the end of the show, so I was kind of wondering about that. And, you know, as I said, I can't even imagine, you know, with cameras, with the pressure, with all of that, and then having to be on your game and have to get that information.
Yeah.
I thought you did amazingly well. You really did.
Thank you so much. I'll tell you, a lot of the tests that they had us do, for me, I've never done before.
Oh, yeah.
So, for example, the remote viewing was new for me.
Yeah.
Matching the bride and groom, which I threw that one away, but that was... that was new.
Yeah.
And, you know, most of the things I felt were legit, you know, when by the time I got involved, because I came in on the third episode, and then from, you'll see me at third episode, that's when I find the guy in the trunk in four
mm-hmm.
minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, they have it posted up on their website.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's see, then I'm in the last three episodes,
mm-hmm.
which would be six, seven, and eight.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, all I can imagine is that I think that anyone that reads has a certain forte in certain areas and a way that they read and gain their information.
Right.
And when you're put into, you know, all these different tests and perhaps, you know, to actually trying to figure out how to apply your way of getting information to get the information in order to succeed, and I'm sure that there was a lot of adjustments that had to be made. And also, you know, it quite seemed to me that some of you guys were really, really psychic about information that had nothing to do with the challenge, but they didn't give you any points for that.
Well, see, that was the whole trick of it, is that a lot of the psychics, instead of tuning in to what the actual test was,
right. they just got
they were just going back to what they normally do
right,
as a
right.
natural pattern of behavior or
right,
the way that
right.
they work.
Right.
However, in my case, I happen to be blessed, thank God,
mm-hmm.
where I'm diverse, and I listened very closely when they said, okay, you have this amount of time, you know, you have this is what you have to find, like with a car lot, I can say, mm-hmm. because everybody's seen it. You know, you have 30 minutes, and all they gave me was a photo and I think a watch, and I said, I handed it back, actually, at some point, and I said, I don't even need this, it's useless to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I went directly to the car, and they said, stop, right here, the rules. Retake. We have no footage.
Oh,
and I'm
no.
like, this guy's going to die in the trunk of his car. It's 115
degrees. Oh, and 115 in the trunk of a car. Poor
yeah.
guy.
Yes. And he did, yeah. So, you know, I mean, those type of things, finding bodies, murder cases, things like that, medical intuitive,
sure.
I think are all legit. And what America wants to see how we work,
mm-hmm.
and I think for this particular show, it was kind of new for them, too, to figure out what works, what doesn't,
mm-hmm.
and how we work as far as healers, empaths, mediums, psychics.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was like trial and error, but it seems to be doing very well.
Right. Oh, yeah. It was very, very exciting. And I really think that it gives people insight. And also, you know, it validates for a lot of people because they see that there is such a thing. They really, I mean, because honest to God, if I was standing there, I'd be, I got nothing. You know, like, you know, I mean, you really have to be psychic for a lot of that. I mean, I honestly was trying to put myself in that position going, oh, my God, I can't imagine. I'd be shaking
either,
in my boots. So,
yeah, you're either going to look really good or you're going to look really bad.
Really bad, yeah, okay.
Nothing in between.
Yeah, I'd be like, can I do someone's numerology? You know, just let me do the numerology. Okay. All right, anyhow, thanks for sharing that. And maybe down the road, you know, if you want to come back on and give us some more insight, I'd love
Absolutely.
To hear. I'd love to hear the vaccine stuff.
Yeah, oh, you would love to hear that.
Oh, yeah,
that,
you know
me.
I would. Okay, well, moving on. You know, one thing I did want to ask you, I mean, I know it seems to a lot of people that it's an exciting profession to be who you are.
Right.
Even glamorous to a certain extent. But
oh, please.
How difficult is this for you? Because, you know, you're a channel between two worlds. I mean, I know just with my own personal experience, how has this affected your life? Is it difficult to be you? Because I would assume it doesn't have its high spots all the time.
You know, it's not as glamorous as people think, that's
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot more, it's a lot of hard work that people seem to just look right past.
Mm-hmm.
It's very draining when, like, let's say if I work all day, which I normally do, private
mm-hmm.
sessions, private readings, and then let's say, like, tomorrow I teach at Nova, or I'll have a workshop, or I'll go tour, fly somewhere and set up and do different events or
mm-hmm.
do television or like how I'm doing radio tonight. So, you know, it's something that really is a part of my every day and every evening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far back as I can remember, as
mm-hmm.
I said, I was born naturally gifted and I had my near-death experience at 18.
Mm-hmm.
So does it get like tiring or shall I say, it has the flip side of it, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on a good day, I'll say to you, it's a blessing. On a very rough day, I'll say to you, it's almost like it's a curse.
Right, right. There's days you just want to go back to being normal.
You just want to get to
your
bed.
Toilets
yeah, put the covers
and
over your head.
Stocking the refrigerator and doing normal stuff. Yes, I know.
Exactly.
Well, you know, your bio said that you know, this was discovered at a very early age and that you, so I know that, you know, it's probably a long story, but just, can you just briefly tell our listeners, you know, when was the first time that this was noticed in you?
As far back as I can remember,
mm-hmm.
Going back all the way, all the way back to childhood,
mm-hmm.
it was around the age of 8 that I realized that not everyone was seeing and you know, feeling and knowing
mm-hmm.
what I was.
Mm-hmm.
And that this wasn't for everybody at this type of level. And I got myself in a lot of trouble at a young age by saying inappropriate things at the wrong time.
Oh, dear.
In front of the family, you know, the family dark secrets or whatever it may be, or like seeing my grandma when, you know, no one else did and, you know, so things like that. So my parents were not religious or spiritual, and I think that truthfully that's a blessing to me.
Mm-hmm.
My father's passed on now. I'm not close with my mother, and not out of my choice. But what I'm trying to articulate is that with having no spiritual or religious base, you
mm-hmm.
know,
mm-hmm.
a foundation, it made it very easy for me to just continue to listen to the voice of God and listen to my guardian angels and spirit guides, because every time they would lead me, they would always lead me out of harm's way.
There you go. Well, good. So this might have been, in many ways, your inspiration for writing the children's book, My Invisible Friends.
Yes, it
perhaps
was,
because
matter
of your
fact,
childhood?
Absolutely.
Mm.
My own childhood was an inspiration of that, and also all of the Indigo children
sure.
or Blu-ray children that are being
right.
born.
Well, I love this because I'm a grandmother of 3, and,
oh
and maybe
gosh,
I'm going to...
Oh, my gosh, shouldn't even sound that old.
I can't. Well, it's this young energy that comes with some of these numbers. But,
that's right.
Yeah, but anyhow, you know, my granddaughter, in one particular story, she was only like 2 years old, and my daughter had gotten into the car on a snowy day, and she said a prayer out loud for the angels to surround the car and guide them to their errands and back safely.
Very smart.
And all the time in the car, Maddie kept pointing from her car seat to next to her where there was no one there and kept saying, Mommy, girl, Mommy, girl.
There was
And so when Sean got home, Maddie walked in the door and she set down the groceries and Maddie walked over and sitting on the coffee table was a book that had an angel on the cover and Maddie pointed to the book and she said, Mommy, girl. So, you know, I'm always interested in books like that because I think this happens so often with children, especially children nowadays. So,
oh my goodness.
And people, this has got to be a great gift for Christmas.
It
I
is.
Think.
It's called My Invisible Friends. You're
yeah.
even going to love the second one. I have another children's book that we're wrapping up.
Right.
It's going to print.
Right.
And it's called The Angels of the Ocean, Dolphin, Whales, and Mermaids, and it's about the ocean, the environment, and saving it, and the mermaids,
wonderful.
And all the different, you know, sea mm-hmm. creatures.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very beautiful in the illustrations of the artwork
mm-hmm.
and very, like, vibrant and colorful, where My Invisible Friends was more in the pastels, the light colors.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, wonderful. And you've got several books. I mean, you've got five
yes.
books in all.
Actually, my sixth book is going to print, and I have a teaching tape called Creating Your Reality by Michelle Lightup, but I'm letting that just run out because I can't keep up with technology, to be honest.
Right.
And I have another book that I was actually going to put out myself because I am Lightup Press, and after this show in Lifetime, someone called me. So we're looking at maybe having a publisher going ahead and taking that book.
Wonderful. Well, just really briefly, if somebody's interested in getting a hold of that book specifically, can you give them your website, Michelle, real quick?
Sure. www.michelle, and that's two L's, White Dove. So it's www.michellewhitedove.com.
Okay, wonderful.
White Dove, one word.
Okay. All right, super, because I think that would make a wonderful Christmas gift for children, so...
That one is already done. I mean, that one's on me, and that will be coming out next year. Unfortunately, I won't be able to get out in time for Christmas,
Aww.
But the one I'm working on now is for adults because my adults, the people out there that are like, Michelle, okay, you did the kiddies book. Can we have one for us now?
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of, I finished up the children's book, sent it to print, and I thought, all right, let me go ahead now and work on
one for
my
the
adult
kids.
Book. Yes.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful.
And that's called The Sacred Code, The Universal Laws and the Tools.
Well, we'll have to keep an eye out. Do you have a newsletter on your website?
I have all kinds of stuff
on
my website.
Oh, well, all right.
I blog and I...
Yeah,
and I update that, and you can actually click onto the books, and it will take you not only through different chapters of the books, as an example, but with Ghost Stalker 1 and 2, which is other books that I did on that phenomenon,
mm-hmm.
it will actually take you through the phenomenon that we were able to capture while we were at these places,
wonderful.
Audio, video, orbs, photos, things
Very
like that.
Wonderful.
And so it makes it that much real for the person that's read the, let's say, Ghost Stalker 1, which we toured the United States, some of the most haunted places.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that I wrote the book was like a journal where
mm-hmm.
they could come along the ride with me,
Mm-hmm.
And so the first part's the historical facts. The second part is what happened to the crew and I. And the third part is the child information.
Mm.
And what was very interesting is as you saw me on the Queen Mary
mm-hmm.
last week,
mm-hmm.
that's the very place that I went to do my research, and it's one of the most haunted places in California that I know of that I talk about in Ghost Stalker, and the tour guide was actually able to validate some of the information that I got on that.
Wonderful. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, great books, and they can find all that information on your website. So
yeah, that or Barnes & Noble, Borders, Amazon.com,
yeah,
all over. Sure.
Yeah, it's all over. Okay. You know what? I'm sure that people are out there biting at the grip to call in. So let's talk about what we're doing tonight, okay?
Okay.
I mean, we could talk forever, I can tell, but let's not.
Yeah.
They'd rather talk to you. I'm being selfish. Okay. Now, tonight, you're going to be taking questions from our listeners and doing medical intuitive readings. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Can you just explain just really briefly to our listeners what a medical intuitive actually does and how you see the medical problems of someone you haven't met yet?
It's different for each person, to be honest with you. I can only speak for myself as far as a spiritual medium.
Mm-hmm.
And why I refer to myself as a medium is all mediums are psychics, but not all psychics are mediums,
mm-hmm.
and not all mediums are psychics or spiritual. Did you get that?
Yeah, I got sort of.
Yes. And
I'll play it back.
Right? And as far as my healing abilities, for some reason, ever since I started reading quite some time ago when I started doing it full time,
mm-hmm.
I actually can kind of look at a person's, it's not like I'm looking at their eyes, it's an odd way to explain it, but I'm looking at their energy, around them. I'm not
mm-hmm.
looking at them, but around them. And even looking at their body at different chakras, the acupuncture points, the meridians. And what happens is like, I know this is going to sound corny, but it's the only analogy I can think of to use, is think of x-ray vision. And basically what the doctors can't see, I can see. I can either see it, feel it, I'll actually take it onto myself. Let's say if a person has a heart issue, I'll feel like I'm having a heart attack or a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
If it's cancer, I'll hear the word cancer. So mm-hmm. however they have to give it to me, my guides know how to work with me, meaning, you know, spirit. When I say they, I mean spirit, to clarify that to your audience.
Okay.
Meaning God first and foremost, and then, of course, you know, our guardian angels mm-hmm. and spirit guides. But it's something that I get a really a great sense of satisfaction out of, is helping people with their, if it can be preventative, you know what I mean?
Sure, I
understand. That's what holistic medicine is for. If it's already there, then we have Western medicine that we still have time to treat it.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, you can't lose. It's a win-win situation if we combine both,
okay.
Eastern and Western.
Okay. So if someone wants to call in and get a reading, Michelle,
they just need to say their first name.
Uh-huh.
And they need to ask you specific, note I said specific question because we're on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you have a lot of callers waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And I might, depending, ask them not for their age, but for their sun sign.
Okay.
And that's it.
See how psychic you were? You know what I was going to ask. Okay, so save me the trouble. All right. So, all right, everybody. So you're listening to BBS Radio. My guest this evening is Michelle White Dove. We're going to be doing some medical intuitive readings, or I'm not, she is. And you're welcome to call in with your questions. We would love to hear from you. The toll-free numbers are USA 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada at 888-815-9756. And you certainly can call direct at 530-876-3222. And Seth, you can let the calls through. I know that he said that there was somebody waiting on us. So, but in the meantime, until we hear the beep, I've got to wait and hear a beep before I know somebody's on with us. You know, the one thing I was a little bit fascinated by in your bio, and I didn't quite understand it. So, you know, while we're waiting for them to put somebody on, it was said that you had been invited to the Montreal United Nations affiliate conference.
That is correct. I go there every year. I help Dr. Marilyn Rosner to raise funds for Africa.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, we're having genocide occurring there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the Sudan, Darfur area is just, there are not even words that I could speak to express just the horror that it is over there.
Sure.
And, you know, and I've heard some people say to me, well, you know, Michelle, you should focus on the United States and your people first. But, you know, my priority is the entire world. It's not just Africa. It's also the Middle East, our troops and the innocent people there.
Mm-hmm.
It's also the United States and the economy here.
Mm-hmm.
It's also the ocean, our environment.
Mm-hmm.
If we continue to, you know, do what we're doing to the planet, we're not going to have a planet to live on.
Sure.
And she's not going to allow that, hence the very reason that she's reacting in the way that she is. The weather patterns, I mean, for goodness sakes, I don't think the weathermen have been able to get it right for how long.
That's
so,
true.
You know, I mean, this is, these are just things that are, you know, everyday and normal to me, unfortunately, but that I'd like us to see us band together as humanitarians.
Hello?
And change that.
Okay, well, wonderful. I was just very curious about that. But I heard a beep, and I know we have a caller. So
too.
Who's calling, please?
Yes, Nancy.
Nancy?
Yes.
Hi, Nancy. Do you have a question for Michelle?
Yes, I have a question for Michelle.
Okay.
Hi, Michelle. I would like to congratulate you on American Psychic Challenge.
Well, it's not over yet, but thank you.
Well, no, I mean the semifinals and everything. I'm keeping up with it. I have a question for you. I'll make it very quick. It is, sorry to say, it's about my relationship. And I was wondering if you can see that person coming back into my life again.
Okay. So, can you repeat the question for me?
In regarding to my relationship and if that person will come back into my life again.
Okay. So you had a past relationship that was intimate, and you want to know if this person's going to come back in, right?
Yeah, giving me a second
okay,
chance.
May I have your birth sign, please?
My birth?
Your birth sign, not your age, just your birth sign.
Oh, Sagittarius.
And his, please?
Excuse me?
His also?
Sagittarius.
So you're both Sagittarius?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I do see him eventually coming back into your life, and it's kind of like at first you guys are like, well, maybe we'll get back together, and there's talk of it, or it might be a short period of intimacy. But, you know, again, I should have said this, and this is my bad, so let me say it on the air so I don't ruin the show. I don't edit my information, so that means if you ask me a specific question, I'm not one to stroke your ego or candy coat it or just tell you what you want to hear. I'm going to tell you what you need to hear, the truth, the facts.
Okay?
Okay?
Yes.
And then it works both ways. I'm not an all-knowing oracle. If I don't know, I'm not one of those to make things up because there's no integrity in that either. So that way, it's, you know, all of the listeners can hear that and know that and be prepared when they call. But the answer to your question is, I see this person coming back into your life for a short period, going back away, then coming back into your life where you guys mutually decide to be amicable, meaning being friends. And I think that you're better off being friends with this person, I don't think, I know, than continuing on and off again and off on and off a relationship that's not based on trust or communication.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes.
Okay, so then you understand all this to be so, correct?
Yes, so you're saying that a person will come back into my life just as friends, but not as a lover?
He'll come back into your life, and there may be the entertainment or thought of, you know, reconciliation or intimacy there, but it's very short-lived. And what I really do see him coming back into your life more so for is that you guys are amicable, meaning that you are friendly. You can be friendly and not angry or hurt and get along and be there for one another. Which is what it should have been all along anyways.
Okay.
Okay, my friend?
Thank you.
Thank you for calling,
ma'am. Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so to make it very clear, you're going to tell everyone what they need to hear? Yes, I'm sorry about that, but I thought about it, and I said, oh, I better warn them. Most people that know me, they know my style, and they know that I'm very clear and direct. And I always say, if you want that, there's plenty of fakes and phonies out there to tell you exactly what you want to hear.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think sometimes it's important. I mean, you're calling, you're asking, and that's the answer.
Right. I just want to give them, you know, a fair shot to know that if they're going to ask a serious question, they're going to get, you know, an answer, mm-hmm. and it may not be what they want to hear because you don't know over the years. I've had so many people say, oh, I'm ready for it. Give me the truth.
Right.
And
okay.
They get it, and they get angry with you, you know, and
yeah.
then they walk away, and then they end up coming back.
Okay.
Usually. And apologizing.
That's okay. Yeah. Well, I understand. I understand. I'd rather hear the truth myself. But we got another caller. Who's calling, please?
It's Peter Lamas.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
I am just fine, Michelle. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, dear.
And I saw you on TV. I've been watching this whole series of events going on, and you're amazing.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You deserve it.
Thanks a lot.
Do you have a question, Peter?
A question. I am... The question is, I'm working on expanding my business, and I just wanted to find out how you see the whole thing, if you can at all.
No, I see it going well.
You do?
I mean, like, maybe for the next few months, there might be some setbacks, you know what I mean, like inconveniences.
Uh-huh.
And, like, little more money than what maybe you were looking at originally to shell out.
Uh-huh.
But Spirit is just continuously going over and over, like jumping them down like your little cheerleaders, saying that, you know, move forward and prosper and go through the motions because you'll make it happen and you'll be very happy and you'll be able to be prosperous and wealthy and more than one way, you know, not just money doesn't define us completely.
That's true. It isn't only about money.
No, and I don't feel on your particular behalf, your intent, I don't feel that that's it, and that's why I know you're going to be successful.
Thank you, thank you.
And I see a partner.
Yes?
Yeah, correct?
You're right. Well, right. I do have one.
Yeah, well, I like the confirmation on the air, you know, so these people don't think I'm full of baloney.
I think you've proven that, Michelle.
Yes. Anyways, I feel very good about it, and you know me. You know if I didn't, I'd tell you.
Oh, no, you do. You're very straightforward. Thank you so much for sharing that with me.
You're welcome, dear. God bless you, okay?
And I'm rooting for you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling, Peter. That's wonderful. Well, I would like to have them cheering for me, too. That would be great.
They do.
Wonderful. Hey, I'm going to take a moment here because, you know, I'm really excited. You're doing a workshop for Susan DeVal, aren't you, the 20th of January in Pennsylvania?
I am going to Pennsylvania. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
I have to look to my manager going, am I going to Pennsylvania?
Yes, you are. And I love Susan. I've done workshops for her.
Oh, good. Really?
And here's the good news. I'm going to come.
Oh, that's great. I'll get to meet you. That's wonderful.
Yeah. So I'm really, really excited. I was so excited to see that you're going to be that close. And she does some wonderful seminars. She's a great lady.
She
I was really excited about that.
Yeah, she seems very nice. I haven't had the opportunity to speak with her yet, but she seems very, very nice from what my manager told me.
Yes, she's terrific.
So,
and
so
you also, just as long as I'm on your events here,
I was going to say,
you're
yeah.
doing Expo of Heart in Fort Lauderdale in February 24th, right?
That is correct.
Okay. So if anybody's interested in checking that out, go to www.expoofheart.com. And if you're interested in the workshop, you're going to be doing What Really Happens When We Die in Warrington, Pennsylvania, January 20th. And if you're interested in the Susan DeVal seminars, go to www.susanduvalseminars.com. I think that I can, if you email me and I'll send you that information, okay? If anybody is interested, I'd be happy to send that along. And I think I heard a caller. Who's calling, please?
Yeah, this is Jerry Vance.
Hi, how are you?
I'm a friend of Allison.
I know. Hi.
Oh, hi. I got a question.
For Michelle?
Yes.
Okay, super. Go for it.
I've had some health problems, Michelle, and it's the diabetes.
Wait, stop. Can I tell you?
Diabetes. And it seems to be going downhill.
Sir,
and I'm sorry?
Allison, help me out here. Can you stop
Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
I have a message for you. The area that concerns me with you is the prostate, the colon, going into the larger, smaller intestine, going into the abdominal area. Are you aware of that?
Kind of, yes.
Okay. Kind of, yes. That's an interesting answer.
I'm sorry.
Yes or no?
Well, there's been a change in my lower intestine, yes.
This is something that's serious that you really need medical care.
Okay.
You know, I'm one that's, I'll be honest with you, I prefer holistic medicine because it's preventative, but you know what? We don't always have that luxury, and a lot of times it's based on a person's belief system, and you're at the point now that I feel that this has got so heated that you really need to have a doctor look at it and make sure that, you know, we don't have anything serious here, all right?
Yeah, I just had a colonoscopy.
Have you got the results back?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, then that will tell you everything you need there.
You bet.
And this is something else I want to tell you that helps tremendously with that, if you would take aloe. If you go to my website, the page is Links. There's a company called Manatech. Now, I don't make money off of it. I simply endorse it because I believe that it works. I take it myself.
Okay.
And that would help you a great deal to balance the alkaline and the acid in your stomach, and it's called Ambertose. And you don't need me because this is on, you know, you can just go right to my website and they don't hassle you. They don't bug you, which I love that because I can't stand when people call me to bug me for nothing. And also that will cool off the stomach because you really do have a lot of acid, and that causes, like, you know, acid reflux, heartburn, indigestion, and also the other way. And the other thing I want to tell you is please don't eat when you are angry or stressed or upset because it's going to turn straight to acid.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I've been kind of, I've had a lot of mood problems lately, but when I think it's associated with all this stuff. Yes, okay.
All right, so you got it then, right?
I do. Tell Allison I still love her.
I love you too, Jerry. You are the best.
All right, then. Thank you, sir.
I got some news for you. I'll call sometime when I can.
Well, please do, Jerry.
Thank you very much.
I'm always looking for updates from you.
You're welcome.
You bet. Thank you.
Oh, that's so sweet. He's a dear, sweet, wonderful guy. He was in one of my workshops, and a natural at numerology, just a natural.
Well, see, you have that. That's a gift. God bless you, because when it comes to myself with numerology, forget it.
Well, it's not, you know, it's funny how people are intimidated by it, but it's to me, it was just really weird. I found a book when I was a kid, and I just knew it without knowing why I knew it. So,
yeah,
so I just, it's one of my, I love it. So,
I think that's great, though, that you can do that. It's good to know that you do that, because so many people say to me, Michelle, what does this number mean, or, you know, I need a numerologist, and I'm like, oh, gosh, I don't know of one. You know, and I have a book on it myself, but it's just not really my thing. I mean, I understand the numbers and the frequency, the vibration, but other than that, like, I'm sure you were able to, you would probably be able to tell me what number I'm in. I would say, okay, speak English, explain that to me.
Well, to me, you know, when I look at numerology, and I know we have a caller, but, you know, you have this natural ability to reach and touch people's energy through your psychic ability, and that is how you get to them.
Yes.
And for me, I just look at those numbers, and that is the way that I reach through to their energy and read them. So, you know, I think people have different fortes and different ways of obtaining the information. So
I agree. And I you know, it's not often that you see that. So being that you do that, you do it well, I think it's refreshing.
Right. And we do have a caller, so who's calling?
Yes, my name is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Good. I'm new to you, actually, but I just happened to see the advertisement on BBS Radio, so I appreciate very much being able to speak with you.
Well, wonderful. You have a question for Michelle?
Yes, I do. I wanted to know if she might sense a physical concern with me. I have no energy since my mom passed away, and I took care of her. I was very sad, and I can't seem to
shake the grief.
Well, I've done grieving, but I've kind of lost my ambition to do things, and I wondered if I have a physical ailment or if I just have
it's
to keep...
It's a combination of things. Are you prepared for the answer?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
First, may I have your birth sign, not your age, please?
Sure, Gemini.
Gemini. Oh, yeah, Geminis are tricky. Well, first of all, what's going on is part of it is that you really haven't processed all that grief. And when you haven't processed it, it makes you sick, you know, inside, internally. And with you, it's really just zapping your energy, and I feel that you're completely fatigued. Now, when you're completely fatigued or you have mono, then what happens is a lot of times they skip the stage that you have Epstein-Barr that then goes to fibromyalgia. The first thing I'd want to tell you is that I feel a chemical imbalance. I also feel that there is fatigue, just like depression, like heaviness, sluggish. I'd also tell you to get your thyroid looked at. Have you had your thyroid checked?
No, I haven't.
Please have your thyroid checked, because this is really makes a lot of sense to everything that's taking place, all these symptoms that you're having that no one can really put their finger to. The thyroid is like the main drive of the computer, and if the thyroid is off, it will throw the hormones off, the female hormones. It will cause a chemical imbalance, all kinds of things there, fatigue, fatigueness, everything.
Right. Okay.
Okay, so that's what I would have you take a look at.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I will do that. Thank you very much, and I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Okay, well, there you go. You know, that's kind of, you know, even myself, I recently had a hysterectomy, well, not recently, it's been a year, and what you were just describing with being tired and exhausted and all that other stuff, I mean, you mess around with the hormones and those kind of glands.
Oh, you don't mess around with that, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's like messing with Mother Nature.
Tell me about it. Wonderful. You know, one thing that while we're waiting for another caller, you know, she's talking about being depressed.
Yep.
And, you know, it does concern me because so many people that I talk to...
Are depressed.
And they're taking... You know, doctors are handing out...
As if they're sugar pills,
like vitamins.
Yeah.
And I just feel that this really increases the depression. I don't know. I just don't feel like...
No, I agree.
Do you have any feelings on that, Michelle?
I agree with you 100%. It is not a solution. All it is a Band-Aid over an open, gaping wound, you know? And you're not going to be able to heal that problem until you go to the emotional root of what caused it, deal with it on that level, and then physically you'll heal it.
Right. Mm, that's the way I feel. I mean, you could really feel her depression. So
You could. You could hear it in her voice.
Oh, absolutely. I do think that we have another caller. Who's calling, please?
Hi, my name is Ann.
Hi, Ann. How are you?
Very good. How are you both?
Very well. And you have a question for Michelle?
My question has to do with what I believe to be latent psychic abilities. I'm not saying I have them. I just feel like they're there because it seems to pop up involuntarily.
Well, to be honest with you, I believe that every human being, every person on this earth has intuitive abilities. Now, how far you want to take them varies from one person to the next. Some people just utilize it for themselves. Some people choose to utilize it for themselves and their family members and others, their inner circle, outer circle. Some choose to do it as a profession, as I have, which really it's more of a way of life. It's who I am. In your case, you do have intuitive abilities, and what will help you to fine-tune them is prayer, meditation, making sure that every time that you hear or feel that voice of intuition, that you trust it and you go with it, because it's not something that you do have to think about or discern or analyze or be skeptical. It's something that's just there. Pop. It's like you said. You just know. You don't know how you know. You don't always have all the details. And the other thing is to pay attention to the dream time. Is actually a doorway to the spirit world. And I always encourage people to thank spirit for signs and omens that they can understand clearly. That's a message for them. And all these things will help you, dear.
Those are really good advice.
Okay. Very good. I just was kind of hoping that I do these things that you are mentioning. And I feel like I need to do more. I feel like
Well, as you do the things that I just told you, as basic as they may seem, and believe me, when we hear the word meditation, we're like, oh, gosh, that's so basic. But sit there and try to do it without the mind getting in the way, and you'll realize it's not as easy as said.
No, it's not easy.
You know, I mean, it's easier said than done. So that's really the trick, because whenever you utilize prayer and meditation, you're raising your vibration and you're communicating with God and God's helpers. And that's I don't know about you, but instead of going to my girlfriends or, you know, outside of myself, I go directly to the top, which I call the Godhead, Father, Mother, Godhead, and I get my information from there. And that's when I find it always to be spot on.
Is it different than a spirit guide?
A spirit guide is like a teacher, you know, they're advanced, they've gotten what they've needed from our earthly experiences, they can relate to our earthly problems, they are still growing and learning, but they have chosen to be a teacher and be trained in that a specific area. Let's say if you're a healer, usually they're a healer. If you're in education as a teacher, they're usually the one that's inspiring you with education. So our master, I call it a master spirit guide, is with us from the time that we're born until the time that we leave, just like we have two guardian angels and two earth angels, and then others come in and out as we need them based on the soul's development, whether it's a crisis, a cycle, or a problem that we need a solution, like Raphael healing, then that's appointed to you. So they do change, some of them.
And when you say you go to the Godhead,
That means going directly to God first and foremost, the seventh level of God. There's
so
seven levels ahead. I mean, seven levels of heaven, and the Godhead is the top.
So you talk directly to the Godhead.
Yes, but we all can. That's what blows me away is that most of you guys, I had a lady, I don't mean to poke fun, but it is kind of funny. She said to me, Michelle, I've been praying to my grandmother for all these things. And so I took the photo of her grandmother. I was doing a lecture, and I looked at the photo of her grandmother, and her grandmother's been over, like, I think since World War II or something. I know some, a very, very long time. My point is, her grandmother already reincarnated, and here she is praying to someone that, first of all, you shouldn't put first before God, and second of all, wasn't even there to answer her prayers. So, you know, I often tell people, I know it's easier for you to think of your loved ones, to connect to them, but it's more important that you connect to the team that God gave you from the time that you entered this world until the time that you exit it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so
very
much.
Very well spoken. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless.
Thanks for calling.
God bless.
Very, very good. That's good advice. I know that when I do, you know, a lot of times doing numerology, the numbers themselves depict psychic ability.
I would imagine so, yeah.
Yeah, certain numbers, even specifically, like the three would be more clairvoyant, more able to see and have visions and whatever. And even someone like yourself, which I never did ask you for your information, but I'd love to do your numerology sometime, but, you know, people that are born with very strong abilities, it's written into their charts. And it's so funny because you'll do a reading for someone and you'll start identifying this energy in their charts, and it's almost like they thought they were crazy all their life or,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
they thought that they've been nuts, and then you say, no, no, actually you have a gift or you have this ability that's really written into your chart. And half the time it's just a matter of acknowledging it when it happens, you know, and acknowledging for what it is and then starting to work with it. So
no, I would say I'm with you completely. I'd say it's more than half the battle, really.
Right.
Because once they catch on to that, they can just fly from there.
Acknowledge it. Because some people like you, you know, you didn't realize that everyone else wasn't doing what you were doing.
Right. It took me until I was 8 to figure that one out.
Yeah, yeah. And with some charts that are so strong like that, that's exactly the case. It took them a while to figure out that they were different and they were seeing, feeling, hearing, and doing things that were different.
Yes.
But we have a caller, so I've got to take the caller. So who's calling, please? Hello, caller?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Natalie.
Hi, Natalie. How are you?
Good, Allison. How are you?
Very well, and I'm assuming you have a question for Michelle?
Uh-huh.
Hi, okay,
Michelle.
Go.
Wait a minute. Natalie, honey, how old are you?
Oh, my gosh. Here we go again. I'm 36. I'll be 37 next
Listen,
month.
You should take that as a compliment, my dear. Take it as a compliment. They used to ID me at the door, and they just stopped recently, so I'm getting worried. but go ahead, dear.
I get it all the time.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Hey, I have a question regarding my career. I was just wondering if you can see what direction it's heading, because I'm having a hard time with it
Actually,
right now.
You're supposed to be, and let me just verify this, but I'm pretty sure because they said it right away. What's your birth sign, please? Not your age.
Oh, Capricorn.
Capricorn?
Yeah.
You would do very well in healing. Now, healing doesn't have to just be Western. Remember, you can combine both or utilize just one or however you wish to do it. But healing is a place I would put you. And people also need to understand that healing isn't just physical healing like, you know, an RN or an LPN. It's grief therapy. It's counseling. It's psychology. It's healing people on an emotional, mental, spiritual, physical level. And you have a lot of areas to choose from. But healing is what you originally wrote in your contract.
Really?
Mm. Yep, and that's under the... And by the way, one of your angels that stand beside you is under the ranks of Raphael, which is the healing, the archangel of healing.
I've been told that before.
Hmm.
Well, maybe you might want to listen.
That's that spiritual seven coming back at you and then some. So.
Yeah, or maybe you might want to meditate or pray on it yourself to see what you get, because you truly are really a past life healer. And you know how to do it well, and you work well with people. They feel comfortable with you. They trust you. Haven't you ever noticed people just come up to you and just totally dump on you and tell you everything, and they walk away feeling great, and you're there like, oh, my gosh, what just hit me?
Oh, it's a big joke with everybody in me. It's like,
see,
do I have them tell me all your problems across my forehead? Or
But that's the point, dear. Whether you are marked or unmarked, you're marked. You are a healer. And so people will come to you, even on a subconscious level, they feel safe in your presence or giving over their secrets or whatever it may be. So this is something I'd highly encourage you to go forward with.
Well, that would require a lot of school.
No, you know, there's different ways of doing it. You know that you can become an LPN in 1 year in vocational school and then go to work and make good money, like $20-something dollars an hour. I don't know exactly what it is, but very good money. Plus the perks, and then they'll pay for you to go to school to become an RN as long as you basically work out a contract where they have you for 2 years or however many years. Each hospital is different, but you don't even have to pay. So you're working and you're going to school, and you can do it all in 3 years, and 2 of the years is part-time and paid for. Now, I'm just giving that as one example.
Right.
You
okay,
know?
And I just have to tell you one thing. What is wrong with that Jackie? She is a fruit loop.
I was trying to get through the whole night without that.
Yeah, well, let's just say that, well, do you know anything about voodoo?
I don't, but she would scare the living daylight out of me to have a reading from her. She's wicked.
She didn't scare me. She's what we call a black voodoo priestess.
Mm.
Not by the color of her skin, but the dark arts.
Okay, that can't be anything that's good.
I think that we should just leave that one alone.
Let's leave that be. Thank you, Natalie. We were trying to get through the whole show without that, but
thanks.
Good for you.
I'm sorry. Thanks.
All right, thanks
Natalie.
A lot, honey. God bless.
Thanks for calling.
I was going to say, why give that any power, you know?
Yeah, really. Let's not. You know, it's really funny that the first thing you did was ask Natalie how old she was. I have to admit that I did a numerology reading for Natalie. She scheduled it. As soon as I heard her voice, I go, sweetheart, how old are you?
No, because you know the laws. We can't read for
exactly.
Children.
Exactly.
Anyone under age.
Right. And going along with numerology and the numbers, people that have three energy have a tendency to sound and look younger than they actually are, which
that's
is
interesting.
Part of my problem. And part of hers, because, you know, I tell people I'm a grandmother, and they think that...
I know, when you told me that, I was like, oh, you got to be kidding.
No, it's that inner child energy.
Grandmother,
it's the, yeah, it's the beauty of it. It's this beautiful inner child that you carry around with you, and people think you're younger. And
that's great.
That's why I'm a goober most of the time, and I can't help myself, so... That lovely inner child energy. Okay, now, I know that we may not have a whole lot of time for another caller. However, you know, maybe something really quick. So I'm going to just give the numbers really quick. USA 877-876-5227. Canada 888-815-9756. And you can call us direct at 530-876-3222. I'm speaking with Michelle White-Dub. We have just a few minutes. We have a caller. Now, Michelle, if you can limit this to like maybe 3-4 minutes, and then we'll have time to close the show, okay?
Yes.
Who's calling, please? Hello? We have a shy person.
Hello?
Hello?
Guess they don't want to say anything.
I guess they don't want to talk. Okay, that's fine. Let's go over briefly again, Michelle, if you would please give your information for
sure.
Your website.
It's www.michellewithtwolswhitedove.com.
Right, and they can get all the information about your books, your events.
Everything is on my
blog,
website.
And are you too busy? Or are you still doing readings?
I believe it or not, I am still cramming them in there. I'm out there a little ways, of course, after this show. But like I said, my last show for America's Psychic Challenge is the grand finale this Friday,
mm-hmm.
and then Pennsylvania, where I'll get to see you, right?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
That's Sunday, January 20th for
right.
a workshop, What Really
right.
Happens When We Die, and then we have, of course, the Expo of the Heart, that's
right.
Fort Lauderdale.
I've got a feeling you're going to be busier than that. I think you're going to fill out that.
Oh, that's yeah. nothing. Yeah, that's just for
that's
now, trust me.
Yeah. All right, I do think we have a caller. Do we have a caller online?
Yes.
Who's calling, please?
Vivian.
Hi, Vivian.
What's your
Hi.
Question, Vivian?
I guess I wanted to know about my marriage, but we're doing medical, so I guess on the medical front, I had an abnormal pap that doesn't really mean a lot, but it could be, and I'm kind of always put myself last, so...
Was it like a class 2?
No, they just said it was abnormal, so possibly precancerous, but maybe
yeah,
not.
Yeah, that's a class 2, maybe a class 3. Honey, they are going to have to go in there, and please don't wait on this too long because there's nothing more painful than cancer in that area.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that can go from nothing to like a wildfire in just a matter of months. And I'm not saying that to scare you. I'm just asking you to please go back to the GYN. It's always good to get a second opinion. Have them retest you. Make sure that if we do have precancerous cells, which I believe that are there, that they can remove those precancerous cells by actually, this sounds a bit graphic and awful, but by scraping or freezing
right.
the insides.
Right. I read on that and stuff when the doctor had called me and scheduled me for the gynecologist. It's just I kind of postponed myself on things and I'm... Kind of
well, honey,
cruel,
you're,
so
you're
I was waiting for the first of the year instead of doing it.
Your
in
life
December.
Is too important to keep postponing your health. If you're not here, you can't take care of anybody else, and
mm-hmm.
you're only worth what you believe you're worth, and you
mm-hmm.
are worth healing. So please get on that right away and take care of it. All right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
All right. There you go. There you go. All righty then. All right. So we're winding up the show, and I have to say. I had a great time talking to you. You're,
well,
you're delightful.
You. And
that invitation to come back and talk about it anytime, just let me know. You're welcome to come back after the show's complete and talk about things.
Sure, we'll have Shantae call you and
sure.
Set something with your people, something up, so we can talk about maybe the aftermath of
that
it or who knows what.
Who knows what? Okay. And I want to remind everyone to be sure to watch for the outcome of America's Psychic Challenge. The grand finale is this Friday night at 10 o'clock p.m. I know I'm looking forward to it. Michelle, I can't thank you enough for being with us this evening.
Thank you so much. You're really a gracious host. Thank you for having me.
All right, wonderful. And I want to remind everybody, stay tuned because Debs, the horoscope lady, is on next. And I welcome Debs to coming on after me. This is a new slot for her, so be sure to listen to her show. She's really, really wonderful. And I wish you all abundant blessings. Good night, Michelle. Thanks again.
Good night.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.